Erickson here, and we're talking with Rudy and Jerry Boschwitz of Plywood, Minnesota. Why are you changing the name?
Because we don't sell plywood anymore. We haven't sold a stick of plywood for a couple of years.
Say, Jerry, what do you sell at Plywood, Minnesota?
Now we have beautiful showrooms with flooring, kitchens, baths, wallpaper, and window fashions.
Now, didn't I hear Plywood, Minnesota was ranked near the top in carpet sales in the country?
We're 18th. We're the 18th largest retailer of flooring products in the country. And per store, we're second in the country.
We install a truckload of carpeting every business day.
Unbelievable. I didn't realize you sold that much carpeting.
All the famous makes, like DuPont Certified Stainmaster, with full 5-year wear warranties and beauty that lasts.
So ask yourself this question. When was the last time you were in a Plywood, Minnesota showroom? The home furnishing products are absolutely beautiful.
By the way, CCO listeners, Rudy and Jerry Boschwitz thank you for your new name ideas, and the winner of a trip for two to Florida will be announced shortly, along with Plywood, Minnesota's new name.
Okay, say, I need to get some linoleum laid down on my hall floor. You think Rudy would...
They have all kinds of flooring. They'll give you the deal they give to everybody else, which is fantastic. Everything I have on our floors at home is from Rudy.
Is that?
And Jerry and all the Boschwitzes.
They know that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, just checking. Yeah. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCCR. Joe Bertram and Jeff Bertram, forgive me, is that father-son combo in the legislature? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, they have a news conference today scheduled about this video gaming in hotels and other hospitality businesses coming up in St. Paul. And I didn't realize if that's a father-son combo in the legislature.
Really?
Yeah. I'm glad I brought that up.
As I'm glad you did, too. President Bush says did you hear what Bush said yesterday? He said the Allies' action in the Mideast was the right thing to do. Who's running this country, Wilfred Brimley or what?
It's technology and caring.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a double overhead cam 20-valve power plant, anti-lock brakes. It's ultimate performance on the highway and in the showroom. It's Klein Volvo in Roseville, where the cars that have set the standard for safety, efficiency, and performance are sold in an atmosphere of friendliness and family, where the first thing you feel is a warm handshake and the talking starts over a hot cup of coffee, where you can relax, take your time, and study every Volvo, including the all-new front-wheel drive 850 sedan. And at Klein Volvo, your budget is safe within this guarantee. If we can't meet or beat any deal on any comparably equipped Volvo in stock, we'll fly you to Florida. And when your new Volvo occasionally needs service, we'll be open all day Saturday to fix it, with complimentary limo service to the Rosedale Mall. Maybe more than anyone else, the Volvo buyer knows exactly what he wants, and here's where to get it. 35W at County Road C in Roseville. Klein Volvo, where you're not a number, you're a neighbor. Drive safely.
Okay, they're brothers, huh? The Bertrams are brothers? I didn't know that. Senator Joe Bertram, Sr., and Representative Jeff Bertram have the news conference together, and they're brothers. I did not know that. Okay, our time is 11 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCCO.
You know the worst thing about January? All you have to look forward to is February. It's kind of like when the Vikings ended and all you had to look forward to was the Timberwolves. Well, anyway.
What was your favorite deal down at Disney World, Mr. Lee?
Gosh, that's a good question. I really enjoyed the MGM studios.
Oh.
That was really nice.
See, we missed that. That happened after we did our broadcast from down there.
But my favorite of all rides was in Epcot Center at the Norway.
Oh, Norway.
Oh, sure.
The Norway Exposition.
Sure.
Which was called...
The shape of a big lefse.
That's right. And we had to do the fest, and oh, gosh, we had a real good time.
Yeah.
No, anyway, we were don't think you're so smartly. We were in a place called Maelstrom, which was a troll ride. And trolls are a big part of Norwegian folklore.
These little Norwegian people.
Little Norwegian people.
They don't like real people, they don't.
Oh.
They don't like human beings, and it was a bit of a scary ride. And it was in the Norway, I don't know what you call it, the Norway area. Each country has a separate... display. It was
in Epcot.
It was great. How about when you were down there, what did you like the best?
The Haunted House.
Oh, in Frontierland or wherever it was, Liberty Square.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Raj?
It's a small world, small world.
Don't sing that song anymore.
They go through your mind for 18 days afterwards, won't it?
Can't shake it. I was surprised, but it really was. And you and I were talking a little bit off the air yesterday, Charlie, about Epcot Center. That's a fabulous place. I'd never seen it before.
It's like the way you'd like to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at peace. And everything's perfect.
Did they have a Norwegian restaurant like many of them have?
Yeah, but I didn't get in there.
I was wondering what they'd serve.
Well,
surely they can't serve lutefisk, and what else is there?
Well, they're real Norwegians there.
A smorgasbord, probably.
Yeah. I don't know if they had a smorgasbord or not, but they had...
They don't have a...
I didn't go in there.
There's not a Sweden there, just a Norway?
Just Norway, and then there was Mexico, and there was Morocco, and China, Japan,
mm-hmm. England, United Kingdom, French.
Yeah, and that kind of covers it all. And then they have this incredible fireworks display at night, mm-hmm. and you got to get out there and see it because they're in the middle of Epcot. Of course, there's a big pond, a little man-made lake, and then the fireworks comes out of there. It's fascinating. But Epcot Center, of course, if you see a picture of it, it's always typified by that the signature of the park is that the geosphere. But my 6-year-old, the android, he said, Dad, when are we going into the golf ball?
It looks like a golf ball.
It sure does.
Save big on Goodyear all-season radials. Buy 3 Goodyear Corsa GT all-season radials for imports at regular price and get the 4th free. Buy 3 Goodyear Invicta GS premium all-season radials at regular price and get the 4th free. Buy 3 Goodyear Eagle GT Plus 4 all-season high-performance radials at regular price and get the 4th free. Or buy 3 Goodyear Wrangler AT all-season light truck radials at regular price and get the 4th free. Sale ends January 23rd at participating Goodyear retailers.
This soothing music is for anyone who took the leading cold pill for a tough cold instead of Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine, because you could probably use some relief right now. See, the cold pill only relieves congestion, but Alka-Seltzer Plus relieves congestion plus tough body aches, sore throat, and headaches. Now here's some music for those who took Alka-Seltzer Plus cold medicine. It's tough medicine. Use as directed.
It is WCCO traffic time on a Friday morning. What's it like out there, Mr. Peterson?
Well, the problems continue for 35W northbound. We're still over the scene. 35W northbound at 494. An 18-wheeler and a car got involved in a crash and dent here. They're working to get things cleared out. You're going to find a flatbed toys on the scene. The right lane is blocked as well. That's causing some stop-and-go levels of traffic back towards 94th. So you might want to think about Lindale, Penn Avenue, some possible alternates. Accidents in the clearing stage for Highway 100 northbound, north of Excelsior Boulevard. That's a 3-car off to the left shoulder. Also 494 southbound, start of the ramp to 394 east. 3-car crash there as well. That is in the stages of being cleared. Use caution. I'm going to be using that ramp. That's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
This morning until 12:30, and starting right now, the WCCO Radio Millstone Coffee Cruiser is at the Super America store on 2172 North Lexington. That's in Roseville. Look for Janae. She's in the bright blue van today. Has a free cup of gourmet Millstone coffee for you.
Well, Clinton's attorney general designate, Zoe Baird, is in trouble. She hired illegal aliens as domestic servants and failed to pay their Social Security. Of course, she'll be cover girl for the National Association of Manufacturers annual report.
It's too good to miss. Macy's two-day sale this Sunday and Monday, with savings and values for everyone store-wide. Save 30% more off already reduced men's suits, dress shirts, slacks, and American collections. 50% more off all young men's clearance. Save 25 to 50% off Mrs. Young Collector's separates, coordinates, and activewear. Clearance leather handbags are 30% more off. Save 25% off all Citizen, Seiko, and Pulsar watches. Macy's also offers you superb savings and values for your home. Jennifer Moore Enchantment Towels are 40% off. Bath size is just $6. Save 50% off Serenity Automatic Blankets. Just $9.99 buys a Proctor Silex Hot Air Popper or Coffee Grinder, a Maxim Mug Warmer, or a Salton Single Waffler. Save 50% off all Tools of the Trade Grand Prix and Odyssey Open Stock Cookware. That's this Sunday and Monday, the two-day sale at Macy's.
It is 5 below now in Minneapolis-St. Paul and a high today of about 17, so we have some climbing to do here before the day is over. Tonight, Karen says, about 11 above. We can live with that. Ready for Minnesota Hospital? Okay, Rob.
Yes.
Didn't sound like Rob.
And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who helped make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, we find Dr. Gil Whitney in the hospital operating room talking with nurse Helen Trent.
Helen, can you imagine how the snow is glistening up in Brainerd.
Oh, Gil, I'm sure it is. But
Helen,
I...
Helen.
Gil.
Helen.
Gil.
Helen. Hey, where do you want this here TV?
What?
I don't mean to interrupt what I'm sure is an in-depth conversation about surgical procedures. Right.
Right.
But where do you want this here TV?
Oh, right on the end of this operating table.
Right by the stiff's feet?
He's not a stiff. We're operating on him.
All right, all right. You want to watch the Dallas 49er game, right?
Helen here. Oh, that is my scrub nurse
yes.
and I.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yes.
It is I.
I'm right.
Oh.
Are unable to attend the state of the hospital address by our hospital administrator, as we are backed up with these operations, so we want to watch it on television.
State of the hospital address?
Mm-hmm.
I may have to miss that one. Now, goodbye, Ian.
Oh, Dr. Wendy! Dr. Wendy!
Yes, intern, what
Dr.
is
it? Dr. Wendy, Dr. Cesarian will need the operating room very soon. He's operating on a TV anchor man.
How soon will they be ready?
Well, not for a while yet. The TV anchor man doesn't have his hair done yet.
Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Oh, Gil, I love your winter theme for our surgeries.
Well, yes, the patients seem to like it, too. With all the snow we've been having, everyone's in a winter mood. You see, this surgical gown on the patient here is lined with insulate, hospital booties made by Sorrel, and I'm wearing these choppers to protect my surgical hands.
But, Gil, isn't that kind of difficult when you're doing brain surgery?
Yes, but when you're operating on a guy from Iowa, who'd notice?
Oh, Gil, look at the time.
Oh, yes, it's time for the administrator's speech. I'll turn on the TV.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Minnesota Hospital, we are bringing you live the administrator's State of the Hospital address. All the surgeons have gathered, the hospital attorney, representatives of local funeral parlors. The camera now is panning across the media present. These are the people who cover any kind of state of whatever. Gary Dawson of the St. Paul Pioneer Press. Dane Smith of the Star Tribune. Pat Kessler of Channel 4. Art Sassy of Channel 5 is here. And there's Dennis Stauffer of Channel 11. And if you look real close, Associated Press's Gene LaHammer. And I believe I see from UPI, that is Czech Debovic, I believe.
I think that's Debovic, isn't it?
The administrator is now approaching.
Yes, I think you're right, Gil.
Well, here comes the administrator.
Thank you. Thank you. As you know, there is a national effort by the government to reduce unneeded tests and unneeded surgeries. But what does the government know? I intend to inaugurate a campaign to demonstrate how important these unneeded tests and surgeries are. Yes.
Helen.
Now.
Helen.
Now, about our challenges in the future.
Oh, Gil.
New state insurance called Minnesota Care says we should get patients in and out as quickly as possible. I say hogwash. Some things take longer than they think. For instance, a vasectomy. They say it should be an outpatient procedure. I say it takes 5 days. 1 day to worry about it, 1 day to dehydrate, 1 day for the operation, 1 day thinking about what you just did, and 1 day for the reversal procedure.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, good.
Isn't the administrator wonderful?
I love that Pat Kessler.
But wouldn't you think Sassy would take that hat off?
Oh, Gil.
News you want, people you know, WCCO.
Maytag is celebrating 100 years of dependability, and the gifts are all for you. Get over to Princeton at Benny's TV and Appliance now and check out the special limited edition Maytag Centennial Washer, a fully featured two-speed washer with the large family-sized tub. and for the first time ever, at a price that's $60 less than a previous Maytag model. Plus, the bargains continue with special centennial savings on other dependable Maytag appliances, including big discounts on select Maytag washer-dryer pairs and on new, dependably quiet Maytag dishwashers, now with more features than the previous models at less cost. But that's not all. At Benny's TV and Appliance, you'll find the savings on quality Maytag refrigerators too good to pass up, complete with a 10-year money-back guarantee, the best in the business. Ask for details. Even quality Maytag ranges are super sale priced. These special offers and big savings are in honor of Maytag's 100th year now at Benny's TV and Appliance in Princeton. It's savings worth celebrating.
Our time is 8:23 at WCCO, and our temperature is 5 below. Karen, but you think we'll get well above zero, right?
Oh, I think 17 today and 28 tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice yesterday afternoon, but it got real cold last night again. But it'll warm up, so that's the good news, and it should be a nice weekend for us. Rod, let's talk a little bit about, since this is our final day, as a matter of fact, about the Quaker Oats Feeling Good Challenge. And today we just stuck to basics. We had brown sugar on the Quaker Oats. Yesterday we did a little apple juice and cinnamon on there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it takes more than a daily bowl of Quaker oatmeal, though, to create a healthy lifestyle. And they'd like to remind you that eating healthy every day and exercising is a big part. And that's where the Quaker Oats Feeling Good Challenge comes in, to get your guide to healthier living and you're saying, well, that sounds boring.
A chance to win a trip to the Caribbean.
No, that's not so boring.
Right.
So you get your guide to healthier living and a chance to win a 7-day Crown Caribbean cruise for two. Plus, you get $4 in coupons to try these Quaker Oats cereals, right?
Yeah, you do. And as a matter of fact, if you haven't had oatmeal a long time, it's a good chance to try Quaker Oats and just realize what you've been missing. It's good stuff, and you'll probably get hooked the minute you try it.
So to be eligible for that Caribbean cruise and to get the $4 in coupons, send it to Quaker Oats Feeling Good Challenge Sweepstakes, Post Office Box 5500, Maple Plain, Minnesota, 55592. P.O. Box 5500, Maple Plain, Minnesota, 55592.
Five below as you step out the door this morning in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We'll talk sports with Clem Haskins, Mike Woodley, and Sid Hartman in just a minute here on WCCO.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, you. Come on over here. Have I got a deal for you. What's the matter? Not afraid of a sport coat? Are you? Come on, try it on. Well, it's just your style and just your size. And a color in there somewhere kind of matches your eyes. Got a markdown special and a red tag, too. Flat body. Looks good on you. We're talking suits. Got a deal on suits.
That's right, save like never before.
Direct to you, no middleman. Chopped our prices as low as we can. Special today, it'll be gone tomorrow. Use a term, no need to borrow money. We're talking money.
Come here, I got this 100% mohair suit right here. Got your name right inside this pocket here. Look at this. Jones.
You want hype? Buy your suit in the suburbs. But if you want your money's worth, shop at Nate's Dollar Sale in the Warehouse District. Buy a suit at the nationally advertised price, and Nate's will give you the second one for only a dollar. Nate's Dollar Sale, 1st Avenue at 4th Street, downtown Minneapolis.
What were you saying about Letterman coming over to work for us?
Well, as you know, the writers on Minnesota Hospital, they work part-time on Minnesota Hospital, and before this, they worked with Johnny Carson and then with Jay Leno.
Right.
And I suppose now we'll be sharing the writers with Letterman.
I think that's part of the reason. That and, what, $16 million, you know. Although the money wasn't the key factor.
No, really, I'm sure not.
Let's go into the WCCO newsroom, get an update on headlines this morning. Hi, Steve Murphy.
Hi, Dave. DFL leaders in the legislature say the governor's State of the State address was commendable in its commitment to children's issues, but they say other important issues were overlooked. Also in the news, the flu season has arrived, but so far, no large outbreaks. We'll get details at 8:55.
Let's get details on Big Ten basketball now and the Minnesota Gophers with Clem Haskins. The show is brought to you this morning by Federated Insurance. Here's Mike and Sid and Coach Clem.
And Clem Haskins on the road.
Please stop a minute.
Oh, what now?
Stop a minute.
All right.
First of all, talking about oatmeal, Roger.
Yes?
You want to go to the Peeps Restaurant. They got a couple of greatest oatmeal dishes you've ever tasted.
Which somebody restaurant? Bought you breakfast yesterday,
the Peeps.
Sid.
Huh?
Peeps Restaurant?
The Peeps.
Oh, the Peeps.
Yeah. You know, it's on 9th Street there. Also, they have one over in St. Louis Park.
I thought you said Peach.
No, and I got a new hero, Dr. Sheldon Burns. First day I felt good in a week. Sheldon, thank you very much.
Whenever I think of French restaurants, Sid, I automatically think of you.
What do they put on the oatmeal there?
They put on apples.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We had that yesterday. Oh, yeah. Apple juice and cinnamon. Yeah.
Yeah. Woodley's going to wind up now with one of his questions that takes 48 seconds. Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Clem, how are you going to do it Wisconsin tomorrow night?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going over to win, try to win. So we're excited about leaving, and I think we're ready to play. And we had a real good workout yesterday. We'll work out again. We'll take off this afternoon.
Going by bus, right?
We're going bus down. That's right.
Is that the new Big Ten deal? You got to save money?
Well, we're just trying to save money. We're trying to help out here at the university so we can bus down. It's only a four-hour bus ride, so we'll put a movie on and it'll be an easy ride.
You got a bus so Chris can fly.
That's right.
Oh, no. Here we go again. A little bit about the winning on the road and how tough it is in the Big Ten. Is it home court advantage that works for on the officials? Is it the crowd? Can you explain to us a little bit why there's so much dominance with the home teams in the Big Ten?
Well, I don't think only in the Big Ten. I think you look around the country. Somehow, it's just like we at Minnesota are supposed to win, and I guess that at home, losing on the road. But around the country, most of your team win at home and lose on the road. It's just a pattern, I guess, because of the home crowd. I don't know if it intimidates officials what happened, but it just happened. I think it just everybody plays better at home than on the road.
So they do the same thing in football and every other sport.
That's correct.
Clem, what about the hospital list there? You know, Roger Erickson, and he's talking about his writers going to work for Letterman. Letterman would last about 6 weeks. Clem, what about your hospital? Roger was going to have all those guys at Minnesota Hospital, McDonald and Vashon Leonard and Randy Carter.
That's correct. You know, Roger really earned his money this year. Roger Shipper, our trainer, did a good job of getting our players healthy back on the court, and he spent a lot of extra hours. Now we have a young man down with the flu, tonsillitis, so Kevin Baker's out. He's here resting fine today, but he's going to miss the class today because of sickness. But that's been that kind of year for us, and like you wrote in the article this morning, said it's really, really, I'm just so proud of my team to be 10-2, 2-1 in the conference. With all the injuries we've been getting through, went through, we could very easily be 0-3 in the conference. So I tell you what, people fail to realize that. And a lot of times people talk about losing on the road. But I'm just happy to win at home, win any place with all the injury thing we've been through.
Let me tell you, this conference is so tough when you win any place. Look at Michigan State. They go into Ohio State and knock them off. Anything could happen. What about Wisconsin? They've always been pesty for you.
Well, that's a tough place for us to play. You know, we've played much better in places like Indiana and Ohio State, and they've been a much better ball club in the last 7 years since we've been in the Big Ten. We played at Wisconsin. We only won one game over there, so it's going to be a tough place for us. And tonight, tomorrow night, we have to defend guys like Webster and Finley, two outstanding players. They've won two of the best players in the conference in the whole country. So we really have our work cut out, and Coach Jackson bring a different approach to the game. They'll play an up-tempo game. They'll press a lot. So it's going to be kind of like the Iowa game. If we get the ball inbound, do a good job of handling that pressure, and get it down, get it inside, we may have a